think Donne's legacy to literature is not as great as some poets, because if you think of Shakespeare or Milton, of course, or Wordsworth, of course, they completely changed the way poetry is written. And in our day, someone like Eliot, someone like Auden completely changes the way poetry is written. Donne didn't do that because he was, for one thing, hardly known as a poet in his own day. And anyway, by the time his poetry was coming out after his death, the fashion for poetry had changed. To the 18th century, he seemed actually unintelligible. And to Dr. Johnson, he did just seem to be perversely difficult. And so it wasn't, I think, until the 20th century that people started to realise that what he was saying was interesting in lots of rather modern ways, that you could no longer hope to find a centre of self, a consistent centre of self, some sort of existentialism that was there before Sartre, I think. That filtered through. And also, I think dramatic self-dramatising readers of the poems, that was attractive to people who had rather lost, after the First World War particularly, lost faith in the old attitudes and the old certainties. So if one asks the question, what influence did he have on English poetry? Actually, the only English poet I can think of who was deeply influenced by Donne was Robert Browning. He's one of his favourite poets, Donne, and Elizabeth Browning talks about this. And then you can see at once why Browning invented the dramatic monologue, so to speak. Instances of it in English, but it was Browning who thought, well, we have all these different people, Italian counts and murderers, speaking absolutely in their own voice. It's not as if we're going to produce a consistent body of poetry at all. It would be a huge, fascinating farrago of different characters. Well, that's what he had found in Donne.